All right, so the big news, I think, Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the great television shows of all time, has been renewed for the 11th season. The 10th season was terrific, Len. I watched some of it. It was really, really funny. Yeah, I mean, Larry David, he never loses his steam there. So our buddy Susie Essman, she, of course, is famous from the show. She joined us yesterday, and Len and I taped this yesterday, but we want to play you our interview with Susie Essman because, well, it doesn't get any better than having a conversation with Susie Essman on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well, good news for Curb Your Enthusiasm fans. The Larry David Show has been renewed for its 11th season, so we thought we would check in with one of the regulars on the show, our buddy Susie Essman, who, well, you know her for cursing up a storm on the show, but she's going to behave herself, I'm told, this morning. Good morning, Susie.
Susie!
Hi. You know, I have to correct you. HBO did not renew. HBO has an open-door policy with Larry. It's always up to Larry.
He put out a statement saying that he wishes that HBO would give him the cancellation he deserves.
Yes, but that's Larry. You know, it's nonsense. It's ridiculous. It's always up to Larry. It's like HBO is like whenever you want to do another one, and it's always up to Larry. It's Larry.
So when's the season going to start already?
Well, you know, we're supposed to start shooting in October, but who knows? We're in the middle of a pandemic. They have this protocol they sent me, which is insane. It's really strict. It looks like it can work. There's nonstop testing and sanitizing, and we're all separated and, you know. But I who knows? You know as well as I do. Things are very precarious right now.
Now, Susie, was Larry kind of a germaphobe before this whole pandemic hit?
Yes. And if you recall, episode 10 of season 10, there was all about the Purell bottles, which caused the fire in Latte Larry's. He had the Purell bottles on every table, and they're an accelerant.
So what are some of these protocols that you're going to have to take part in?
You know, I don't know all the details, but it's going to, you know, like plexiglass between stations in the makeup trailer. Everybody's wearing a mask. I mean, we can't wear a mask on camera. Different stations and lots of testing. And, you know, I mean, nobody's allowed in my trailer except one person. It's going to be very, very different. SAG sent out a whole bunch of rules for protocol. So
Susie, if you can't wear a mask when you're doing scenes with somebody, I mean, how close can you get to a Larry or some of the other cast members if you're, you know, yelling at each other right in the faces?
Yeah, as you know, when you're yelling and shouting, which is why it's so hard for musicals to come back, or singing, you expel, a lot yelling. So I think we're just going to be constantly tested and just be really, really careful and stay in quarantine a lot. I think it's doable. Having read it, it's just going to be cost millions of dollars more per episode, I believe, and it's going to extend our shooting days. But it does seem to be doable, and I think that a lot of productions are going to go back into production in the fall. No, it's just unfortunate that Broadway can't come back so quickly.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't have those musicians in that tiny little orchestra pit where they're blowing on the instruments.
And I don't think people are going to want to sit in an audience like that. And if it's if it's every other seat, I don't think they could, you know, it's not financially feasible. So that makes me really, really sad.
Well, we're on with the great Susie Essman, Curb Your Enthusiasm, going for its 11th season. And Susie, I was thinking back to the last season, which was a great season, and in episode 7, you had my favorite line in the entire season when Larry calls you a meeskite. Now, for those who don't know, that's Yiddish for being ugly. And you yell back, "I'm not a meeskite, you bald F," and you say it. And I'm thinking, what a great country this is that you get paid big bucks just to curse people out like that. I think it's great.
Isn't that fantastic? And on top of that, I make a living telling everybody, you know what. And on top of that, they love me for it. So I feel incredibly lucky and blessed in my life.
Meeskite, by the way, I think that might be that's in a song from Broadway and Cabaret, if I'm not mistaken about that. So, hey, Susie, speaking of Larry, I talked to him when he did his Fish Out of Water, his play on Broadway.
Yeah.
And he told me, he was very funny about it. He said, "I really hate this job. I don't want to do 8 performances a week. I want to go down to Florida and play golf. I'm never going to do this again." I mean, is he really lazy, or did he just does not like live theater?
No, he's not lazy at all. He's incredibly industrious. I mean, he's as a writer, he's incredibly industrious. But, you know, 8 shows a week, for somebody who is not like a Broadway actor is daunting. Yeah. It's really daunting. And he's, you know, especially because we improvise. Our entire script is improvised. Well, not, we don't have a script. Our entire show is improvised. So here he's doing the same lines every night. And you have to, because you're giving people cues. And you can't, unless you're Zero Mostel, you know, you can't mess with your other actors like that. And I think that it was just not him. But he's not lazy by any means. No, he's far from lazy.
Hey, Susie, before we run, your show is not exactly PC. I mean, you guys make fun of blacks, Jews, lesbians,
everybody's
handicapped. I mean, we're in very sensitive times these days. If you haven't noticed, do you think you guys are going to have to dial back a little bit?
No. Absolutely not. Larry is an equal opportunity offender. He offends everybody. That's his whole thing. He doesn't care. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch. He really does not care if he's offensive. That's all. First of all, if comedy is not offending somebody, something's wrong. Then you might as well just be a juggler, you know, or a mime. I mean, that's the nature of comedy, is to say what other people are thinking but afraid to think, in a way. And that's what he does. And no, he is not going to dial it back one iota, not if I know my boy.
Right. And the brilliance of Larry David and Curb is that at the end of the day, he makes fun of everybody, but he turns it ultimately on himself and
on
makes
himself,
fun of himself.
Of course.
That's
of
how
course.
It works.
And if you don't, I mean, this PC stuff, there's a lot of it that I agree with, but some of it, come on, you got to have a sense of humor. You got to be Absolutely. Able to laugh at yourself.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to the 11th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Susie Essman cursing, I hope, up a storm. Do you have some good ones this season coming up?
I have no idea. I haven't seen any of the outlines. I have no idea what's coming up. I just trust Larry. I'll show up on set and, you know, we'll make our magic. I have no doubt that I'll be cursing at some point.
All right. Thanks, Susie Essman. We'll be looking forward to the 11th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Thanks a lot, Susie Essman.
Sure.
Terrific.
Bye-bye.